positive rotation. Ignition.
Welcome to Roll Call, a 126th Air Refueling Wing podcast of the Illinois Air National Guard at Scott Air Force Base. I'm your host, Master Sergeant Brian Ellison, the Roll Call podcast focused on people, mission, and community. Coming up, Jillian Stevens from Military and Family Readiness is our guest. She discusses the holiday party and bazaar, plus a look back at their year of service to the wing. In this week's Around the Air Force, leaders discuss one force designed to enhance readiness in the era of great power competition. U.S. Air Force and NASA celebrate the initial collaborative success of global hydro intelligence, and Air Education and Training Command is accepting applications for the rated preparatory program through December 9th. A reminder, this is the last month to convert your TRICARE to TRIWEST. I'll put a link in the description to point you in the right direction. If you don't do it by December 31st, your TRICARE will not roll over and you will have to wait 12 months to re-enroll. Personal financial counseling can help with personal budgeting, investments, major purchases, debt management strategies, options for financial assistance, retirement planning, TSP, and it can even help compare the benefits of a career move. I used a personal financial counselor to help with some debt management strategies, some retirement planning, and boy, they helped a lot. You can see Jennifer Polsander at 618-873-2400, or you can email her pfc.scott@magellanfederal.com. Don't worry, I'll put her phone number and email in this episode description. Registration is open for the December 9th pain-free running class at the 375th Med Group from 12:30 to 14:30. Please bring shoes that you currently run in for your workout sessions. The participants in this class do not run. It is instruction only. Please email Mrs. Heather Brondemeyer, the Health Promotion Coordinator, at heather.l.brondemeyer.civ@health.mil to register. Of course, I'll put her email in the description of the show. The Fitness Center is located at Building 5022, Room 69A, and is open to all wing members from 07 to 2300. Members can obtain the gate code from their leadership, park near the fuel cell outside the fence, and then enter through the door on the right after walking through the gate at the end. The Cardinal Creek Gate on Saturday and Sunday of RSD weekends will be inbound 06 to 07 and outbound 1530 to 1630. That's 330 to 430 for those who speak civilian. Friday hours for the upcoming 033 RSD schedule will be inbound 06 to 08 and outbound 1500 to 1700. You can find out a plethora of information like this in the monthly Wingtips newsletter that's emailed out monthly before drill.
Some things are part of human nature. We just do them. These behaviors are our everyday way of living. Children learn them just by watching us. Because when you stop to think about what's really important, protecting each other is in our nature. The risk of dying by suicide increases 4 to 6 times when there is a loaded firearm in the home. This risk increases for everyone in your home. Always lock up firearms and medications. Make safety second nature so everyone in your home can thrive.
Joining us on the podcast, Ms. Jillian Stevens from Military and Family Readiness. Thanks for joining us on the podcast, and welcome to the unit. You're new to the wing.
I am. I just started here in July.
Where'd you come from?
Recently, I was at the 123rd doing the drug testing program in Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Where at in Kentucky?
Louisville.
Louisville. Now you got to say it right. You said it right. I did not.
Yeah. Most people in this area say Louisville.
Louisville. I know it's Louisville.
It's Louisville.
Louisville. Yeah. There you go. So you bumped up in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Moved back home because I'm from Southern Illinois.
Oh, okay. Very good. Where at?
About 2 hours east of here on the eastern border of Illinois.
Oh, okay. Very nice. So, you know, we talk about military family readiness. What is the mission of military family readiness?
Basically, we're here to support our airmen and make sure that they are in peak readiness in financial, educational, employment, whatever could affect their career and their ability to be ready for the mission. We can help find the resources that are necessary.
So you guys are in a new location. What has changed since you guys have moved into your new location? Where is that at?
Building 5046 that used to be called Cold Storage.
Oh, okay.
We're in the front of that building now. We have a lot of space, including a small kitchenette. And we have recently partnered with the USO that provides us snacks and drinks every drill. So we have a relaxation space. We've got a TV in there with movies and stuff. We also added the wellness room. And it's a great space.
You said you're at 5048. That's the that's Cold Storage. I mean, it's the front of Cold.
Yeah, 5046.
5046. That's the old Cold Storage. And you recently were recertified by the National Guard Bureau. I didn't know that was a thing. And how does that change things, or does it change anything for you guys?
Well, the certification process basically comes in. They come in and they evaluate to make sure that we have the skills and the trainings necessary to help our airmen. So it's being recertified just maintains our readiness to help you.
Okay. And what's, military family readiness, always coming up with programs, ways to help us out. What do you guys have coming up this drill?
Well, we have a lot coming up this drill.
Yeah.
We have the wing party, the holiday bazaar, the 25th anniversary of moving from Scott. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. What can you tell us what to expect at the holiday party this Saturday?
Well, let's start off with saying we're going to see Santa Claus this weekend.
Oh, the big guy's going to show up.
Yeah. And we're also going to have decorations and a cookie contest for each squadron.
Oh, yeah. I got to make my cookies.
Yeah. Very good on that. We also will see a bunch of history of the wings from that move down from Chicago, and joining us will be some of the band members from Chicago, and we'll probably have some retirees coming as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Are the band members, you point them out specifically, are they going to be playing, or they just are going to show up?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
Okay, that's fine. I think you touched on it, but what makes this holiday party so special?
Well, we're welcoming home a bunch of our deployers that went to PACOM this year. And we are obviously celebrating the 25th anniversary of moving from Chicago.
When can we, you said Santa Claus is going to be there. When can we expect the big guy?
He should be here between 1 and 1:30 on Saturday.
And he's there available for pictures?
He is.
Okay. How long is he going to be there?
He should be there until the end, to my knowledge.
Okay, fantastic. So get your pictures taken with Santa Claus for free, correct?
Yes.
That is great. Besides the holiday party, you guys always have, you guys have the holiday bazaar going on?
We do, but that'll be in 5046 on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
It'll open about between 8:30 and 9, and it'll stay open until the end of business on Sunday. And there's lots and lots of stocking stuffers, so come on over, make sure you get what you need for your kiddos.
Nice. What can we expect from, what have been some highlights that have you seen that have come off the truck?
Oh, we've got all kinds of stuff, tons of games. We've got a million different kinds of crafts for all ages, coloring books, painting crafts, lots of Barbies, lots and lots of cars, lots of stuff.
VFW Post 1739 adopted the wing. How have they helped out this year?
This year, they have helped us with securing a grant through our nonprofit FOSANG, Friends of Scott Air National Guard, to help with our holiday party and provide food. They're also helping with any help that we need for members who could use financial support during the holidays.
Can people still apply for the financial help?
I believe we are done accepting applications.
Okay.
But, you know, if you have an airman with a new need, by all means, come by.
Okay. So how do community partnerships like the VFW and Operation Homefront and local businesses make these events possible?
Well, Operation Homefront is the organization that does the school supplies and the toy drives for us to do our holiday bazaar and our back-to-school events. And they also provide gift cards for families in need during the holiday season so they can get food and things for their family. And then we also have Scott Credit Union that assists us with various projects. They have specifically been on board for our Kids on Guard events.
Keely had mentioned that you guys have over 80% of TAP compliance for activated airmen and 95% for deployers. First of all, what is TAP?
TAP is our Transition Assistance Program. Currently, it's mandated for everyone if they go on orders for over 180 days. And what that means is it helps them prepare for going back to civilian life. So it's classes on your VA benefits, on transitioning to a new career field, whatever that means for you.
With all the success in 2024, anything you're looking forward to in 2025?
Well, this year we had to do something we haven't ever done. With us re-engaging with TAP over 2024, it's really been difficult for our members because they had to do it while they were deployed. So
oh, really?
We're looking forward to, in the future, them being able to complete it before deployment. And that way they're not trying to struggle with two missions at the same time.
Right.
And then when it comes to everything else, you know, with these big TRICARE changes, don't forget to register with your TRICARE stuff online.
Oh, yeah. What's the change coming to TRICARE?
If you live in Illinois or one of the other five states switching to TriWest, you need to make sure you go online and update your payment information unless you are AGR.
All right, that's a good reminder to go ahead and switch over to TRICARE West. Are there, besides the Holiday Bazaar, are there any upcoming events or programs next year that we can look forward to in the wing?
Yeah, we're hoping to have Kids on Guard back this summer. And also next year, we've got the 75th anniversary of our wing. So we will be celebrating that during our family day. And we also have the softball tournament coming up this summer.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. That is Jillian Stevens from Military and Family Readiness. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think we've got it all covered today.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Air Force Chief of Staff General David Alvin, along with other senior leaders, shared details about the service's new One Force design, including an overview of future operating concepts. The design employs an analytical approach based on three mission areas and introduces a transformational framework to build force structures tailored for great power competition. Alvin says contested environments are the new rule, and One Force design ensures we push the most lethality, the most combat effectiveness,
and the best Air Force for the nation. U.S. Air Force and NASA officials are celebrating the successful collaboration and initial operational capability of Global Hydro Intelligence, or GHI. GHI is a strategic tool designed to predict and manage water-related risks for military leaders by providing mission-critical information, such as soil moisture and temperature, snow cover, and vegetation health. Colonel Patrick Williams, Director of Weather, says GHI will establish a routinely available source of global water assessments that will arm warfighters, planners, and decision makers with potential effects. Active duty Air Force officers and enlisted airmen interested in becoming rated officers can apply for the Spring 2025 Rated Preparatory Program, or RPP, now through December 9th. The program teaches up to 60 qualified airmen basic aviation skills as well as ground instruction, including approximately 7.5 hours of flight time and 2.5 hours of time in Federal Aviation Administration certified flight simulators. The RPP is a pathway towards a flying career, but is not a commissioning program and does not guarantee participants will be selected for a particular rated Air Force specialty code. That's your look around the Air Force. I'm Staff Sergeant Sayomi Sabornin.
Lattes with Chaplain Landers is this Sunday from 08 to 10 o'clock at Military and Family Readiness Building. That's Building 5046. He'll also have devotional and prayer during Lattes with Landers, unless you just want to get your Lattes with Landers to go. Free counseling is available at Military One Source, Military and Family Life Counselors on base, and at the Vet Center. I'll put their phone numbers in the episode description. Also, Department of Psychological Health can give you referrals in the community for counseling. You can find all of our links on Linktree. That's linktr.ee/126ARW. If you're watching on YouTube, you can also download this on your favorite podcast app. If you want to pass along some information, you can email rollcall126rollcall@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to Roll Call, a 126th Air Refueling Wing podcast focused on people, mission, and community. I'm Master Sergeant Brian Ellison.
500 stable.